Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. We have our Week 8 recap, and I am joined by Seth. Phil had to take a mental health day, and Jordan is at the World Series, actually. He went to the Diamondbacks game, you know, drove a little solo road trip. Seth, what do you have? So, Seth, it's just me and Seth.
I'm done handing out spare change to Phil, honestly. Like, this guy can go begging the streets for things now. I'm done with him. Jordan, I'll give you a free chance, you know, because it's like, it's not every year your favorite team goes to World Series, you know. Like, I think if it was me in the same situation, I'd probably want to go. So, I mean, Jordan, have fun. Phil, when you're listening to this, just know that you're off the pod.
Yeah. So, hey, let us know if you want Phil off the pod, if you want him to keep him on the pod. Just let us know on YouTube at TFF Dudes, guys. Remember to give us the thumbs up. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. We have our Week 8 recap. We're going to talk some Kirk Cousins, Will Levis, you know, the Mahomes loss, the Seahawks. Seth, your Seahawks are in first place. You know, that was that kind of the cherry on top?
Isn't that wild, man? Yep, it's wild.
Cherry on top for your wild weekend, Seth, of football and all the stuff you've been doing. I know it sounds like you had a pretty busy weekend here. You were up late watching our Bulldogs beat UNLV.
That was fun.
So,
yeah, that was a good game. I kind of like last minute, it's like someone's like, hey, I got tickets. I'm not going to the game. Do you want them? And I'm like, yeah, I'll go. And then I end up going with my brother-in-law and my nephew and then my brother. We went to the game and we stayed for the whole game at the very end and the Bulldogs pulled out with a W. So it was cold, but really fun.
That's good. Very good. But yeah, let's dive right in here to Week 8, Seth. And you know, there was a lot of quarterback injuries here today. And I'm just saying that because I will have a waiver wire pod on Tuesday. So you won't want to miss that. I'll have some quarterback streamers, all that good stuff. I got a little shade this past week because I said Russell Wilson as a stream versus the Chiefs. I thought that game would be a shootout. Wilson, you know, I got a lot of hate on the old X for saying to play Russell Wilson in a possible shootout. It wasn't a shootout, but Russell Wilson did get 17.5 fantasy points. And the Broncos just kind of, I won't say they have the Chiefs number, but the Chiefs have only scored 28 combined points this season versus the Broncos. So the Broncos play the Chiefs tough.
What's interesting is, like, we all know Russell Wilson probably isn't like a real life quarterback that's good, but he is quarterback 10 on the year. So,
like, yeah,
no one had him in their top 10. Let's just say that. Okay, and we're halfway through the season here.
And historically speaking, Russell Wilson actually seems to finish better than he starts. He's more of a second half QB.
Yep.
So maybe, you know, he got Jerry Jeudy involved today. Like, it wasn't pretty. He was wearing two gloves, and his throwing glove had, you know, all the fingers cut off. It was kind of like a hobo gloves out there.
That's like workout gloves. That's so gross.
Yeah, it looked like workout gloves and fingerless gloves, you know, kind of like what our dads would wear in the 80s when they were playing football back in the day. But yeah, very interesting look, but just some notes from that game. And we're gonna be doing Who Hurts You here at the end of this pod also. But yeah, Chiefs only scored 9 combined points. They just traded for Mecole Hardman, and he had a muffed punt that really set him back. And the Broncos, like, the Chiefs finally had some momentum. They caused the Broncos to punt. They punt it. Mecole Hardman drops it. The Broncos recover it within the 5. So that's...
Yeah. I have a question because I saw this going around. Was Taylor Swift at that game? I don't know if I caught her.
Was
she at that game?
I don't think she was there.
But okay. Well, that explains why Kelsey had 58 yards then.
Yeah.
Dang, he only had 8.8 fantasy points.
Well, here's
that
the other.
Explains it.
Well, at the end of the game, the Broncos actually played Shake It Off afterwards.
That's awesome.
PA system.
That is so cool.
So it was Shake It Off as the game was ending. So yeah, I'm sure other people will follow that lead. We hear a lot about Michael Jordan's flu game, or if you're Phil, Kobe's flu game. But this was Mahomes' flu game. And I sent a message saying, hey, I'm taking Mahomes on the under today, right when I heard the flu news. And I saw that it was cold.
True.
Jordan said, don't ever bet against Mahomes. Now, not all my plays hit, but that one did hit. And why I'm saying that, it just was the MJ flu game, the Mahomes flu game, totally different. I know indoors, outdoors makes a big difference. The mm-hmm. Chiefs really need another pass catcher, though.
They're in trouble. If people can figure out how to stop Kelce, the Chiefs are in trouble. And I think, like, even if you limit Kelce to 60 yards, like what happened today, like, you are taking him out of the offense at that point. Like, sure, it's 60 yards, but he's not killing you, like, with 60, you know, especially if the Chiefs can't do anything else besides move the ball with Kelce when they need to.
There's that, and it's just like, and even the Broncos didn't even have their starting safety. He's suspended. You know what I'm saying? Is it Jackson?
Is he the guy who's had all those dirty hits?
He has all the dirty hits, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he didn't even play today, so they were up to their backup safety, which that guy probably has some decent playing time anyways with that. But it was a sad day for Kirk Cousins. It was also a sad day for my...
There's a lot of injuries, yeah.
A sad day for my daily, you know, fantasy play. And my favorite place to do, you know, not DFS, but plays is Sleeper. So head over to Sleeper, guys. The dude's favorite place to play fantasy football. Take your whole league over there, honestly. But enter dudes promo code dudes100. They'll match you up to $100, guys. And it's a great place to play. But I think I'm going too big, Seth. I'm doing too many plays. You know, I'm going like 3 for 5, 4 for 5. Jordan got hurt by Calvin Ridley again. He did an anytime touchdown.
That's a bummer. Yeah, so. Jordan, I think, was robbed of $100 or a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, a couple hundred Calvin bucks. Ridley. Yeah, he almost turned $5 into $500. So
yeah, so yeah, that's always terrible, you know. And those, I feel like those ones can like bail you out of like having a bad day. I think my same problem is with you. I'm making like 6-7 plays of like smaller amounts of money, so I'm not like betting anything I can't afford to lose, but it's like I just need to think like limit it to like 3 plays of like a consistent amount of money and just stay there. I'm getting too widespread thinking I know all these things, and then it just flops, man. I'm just like looking at my account and I'm like, wow, it looked so good today, and now I'm back in the dumps.
Well, I like to mess around with like lower plays, but I like to do those 2-time multipliers. So mm-hmm. it like doubles up yeah. a lot faster. So it's like $5 could be $1,000, you know, and you just keep adding all those. Thursday night football, I did a great one. I was remember I sent something crazy and I did a, let me pull it up right here. But I had a bunch of multipliers. They were all x2. And it was a play away from hitting. So I had Stephon Diggs over 65.5 receiving yards, that hit. Gabe Davis, anytime touchdown, that hit. Dalton Kincaid over 39.5 receiving yards, that hit. Rashid White over 3.5 receptions, that hit. James Cook rushing touchdown, that is what, you know, did not do it for me.
Oh, so, yeah. The James Cook one's hard, you know, because it's like, oh, man.
So I got, you know, all of those were 2 times, except Stephon Diggs. That was an on-sale deal. So that would have been 5 to turn into 200. So that was a bummer.
That's what's nice about Sleeper is, like, you can make, like, I think up to, it's like a 9-man or 8-man or something like that. Like, you can really stack them together. And what's nice about the Sleeper is, too, they have those low multiplier ones. So it's like, the lower the multiplier, if it's like a 1.3x, it's like that's more likely to hit. And you could stack like 9 1.3x's and put like a $5 play on that. And like that could very well hit pretty easily.
Yeah. So I think I need to cut back a little bit on them. So because I'm doing pretty good.
Just do a little bit less plays. But anyways, it's been fun.
That hurt me. But Kirk Cousins, you know, he's kind of having an MVP season almost. Like they lost Justin Jefferson and they didn't miss a beat. I don't know what this means for Jordan Addison.
I think it makes the Vikings just a bad team now. Like,
I know.
I don't know what is Hall the guy right now, like the backup.
The backup is
Jaren Hall.
Is that what his name is? Jaren Hall. They aren't for sure going to go with him. And he still had 19 fantasy points on the day. He's QB6 on the season for fantasy points. So really,
for
For fantasy football, he's QB 6.
Oh, Kirk Cousins, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's a big bummer. He's going to be out.
They interviewed Harrison Smith after the game, and he was like in tears, and he said, like, I can't even explain it. You don't really know what this is unless you've been here. But, yeah, non-contact Achilles injury.
Yeah, I saw the video. It wasn't pretty.
And it's contract year, right? So they weren't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bad deal.
I honestly, like, this whole – this how this like season's played out for the Vikings, it can be a complete like disaster for them. Like Justin Jefferson might not want to stay around if Kirk Cousins isn't around, if they don't get him a quarterback who can get him the ball.
Yeah.
And it's free agency for him. He's hurt. Like he might not want to come back and play. Like teams are going to be offering him a lot of money to come play for them.
Well, and that's the thing too, is the Vikings, you know, we all thought maybe this was going to turn into like a yard sale where they're just selling off stuff for, you know, the future.
It might. Like,
and they've won, what, 3 in a row? It was kind of like, hey, maybe they're not doing that. And now I think they're back to that, where unless they can get a quarterback that comes in there and puts it together, because they just beat the 49ers, and then who'd they beat today? They beat the Packers handedly, so...
Yeah, they did. I think, you know, I think the one thing that might be nice about, at least for like the receivers for the Vikings, is like maybe Cam Akers is in this conversation too. It's like they're going to have to be throwing the ball a lot because they already can't run the ball very well. They're going to be down in games. Unless it was like today. And if they have a backup quarterback who's just going to have to chuck it, maybe it's a good thing. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. So I think Cousins keeps those guys in games, and it's unfortunate because it looks like Achilles, you know, watching that, you see the calf muscle pop right there. And
yeah. And it just, yeah, it's nasty, nasty stuff.
So yeah, non-contact. They're going from playoff contenders to probably, you know, season sellers. The more I watch the Eagles, the more I wonder, why did the Titans let AJ Brown go?
You know, like that surprised me because AJ Brown has been on a massive tear. Like he's been the fantasy player of like the last like 4 weeks. And what's interesting is like, I think it's even more now that he's like more, like he's getting all these consistent points rather than last year, is because the Eagles defense is not good.
Yeah, no, that's true. But even like he was sharing with Devonta Smith last year, he's not sharing with him this year.
Well, Devonta Smith had a good game this week too, but that's because the Eagles had to throw the ball like the whole game. Mm-hmm. And, but like AJ Brown's, he's really good. You know, I mean, I think people were getting him at, he's going at the late first round, I think, early second. So I think you're pretty happy if you drafted him, you know, now, especially at the meat of the season.
But yeah, I think AJ Brown's the best receiver in the NFL behind Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, no, that's just the one thing that I'm like watching, and I'm like, and while we're talking about that, we can go over to Will Levis. He just made big plays after big plays.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins back into like vintage form, man. It's like a Randy Moss stat, you know, 4 catches for 150 yards, 3 touchdowns, you know, like that's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you're playing a video.
Yeah, I got a video here if you can watch it here, but it's not completely right. But yeah, the long bomb was good, and he didn't turn the ball over, but I think Titans fans deserve to see more Will Levis. Like,
yeah.
Those jerseys. What are you saying?
He looked really good.
Oh, yeah. No, really good.
Yeah, that touchdown was awesome. And those Oiler jerseys are sweet, man.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Yeah, they'll love you.
There's a lot of throwbacks this week, I think, right? It was them.
Yeah.
Seahawks. Anyone else have any?
I think the Lions are wearing them. The Lions are wearing them too.
Lions are wearing them tomorrow.
On Monday night. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then I got one more Levis here. And you guys can check this all out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. But here he is right here. He threw, he had a 61 yarder to DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins kind of went off today, which was kind of good to see. He said that they wrote him off, kind of like what they did with Geno Smith. But he looks the part. You know,
if Will Levis can get him the ball on these giant plays, like DeAndre Hopkins, you're going to be happy where you got him. At least, like, you've been disappointed, right, with Ryan Tannehill behind center. But it's like, if Will Levis can get this guy the ball, you're happy you have him.
Yeah. So no, just he was just throwing bombs away all day, and he finishes the week as what's it called? He finishes the week as QB6 so far. You know, we haven't had Monday Night Football, so Jared Goff might pass him. I doubt anyone on the Raiders does, but QB6, he had 26.6 fantasy points. I know after the first TD pass, guys were saying that dynasty trades for Will Levis were, you know, just going crazy. But I don't know, if you wait until the end of the game, you might not want to let him go. So
no, yeah, you probably don't.
Yeah. It's a one game sample, but I'm excited to see him. And then before we get into who hurt me, Niners lose third straight. Seahawks are in first place in the NFC West. Those jerseys are gorgeous, Seth. Bobby Wagner, JSN, they looked like they belonged in those jerseys. I don't know why.
I heard the dumbest take ever. Someone told me those helmets are ugly. I was like, dude, what are you talking about?
No, those are cool.
Like, I would kill to see the Seahawks switch to these old uniforms and just wear them all year.
Oh,
like,
no.
These things are awesome.
They should only wear those. They're so good.
They're so cool, man. I'm like, the throwback like idea is just genius, man. Seeing all these throwbacks have been really cool. And like I think the only Seahawks jersey right now that I have that fits me is a throwback one, and I'm like, I only want to have that one. So
yeah, no, I don't.
Smith and Jigba looking for the lead and redemption.
They were absolutely gorgeous, and I think they should always wear those.
Yeah, I'm hoping they're gonna wear them another time this year, but I don't know if teams are only wearing them once with these different rules. I don't know how long the NFL lets them wear them.
But yeah, here's Jackson Smith the Jigba. He's kind of coming around, kind of when I thought he would. I thought it would take him a couple. I always said after bye week, Geno Smith.
Yeah, Trent, you were right about that. I will. I'll fall on my sword right there and say you were right about Jackson Smith.
It's he's gonna be really good. I don't know what they want to do with like. They're in first place, so we'll see what happens. DK Metcalf, hopefully
the Niners
keeps
losing
through.
Three in a row is crazy.
Well, and then Brock Purdy, like talking about the Niners. So Purdy's turnover, I watched him last year a lot, and he got kind of lucky a lot with turnovers. Like guys would just drop the picks or whatever. The turnover, even that Cowboys playoff game versus the Niners last year, there was a lot of turnover. Mm. Like he had a pick that just that Diggs just dropped, you know, like
yeah.
There was just, he had a lot of luck. I think the luck's kind of running out, and you could tell that Brock Purdy misses Trent Williams and misses Deebo Samuel. Like he needs those guys.
Yeah. There. I think like, I mean, I hate just this saying of just system quarterback, but it's like when you see when he's missing these key players that like make his job easy. I'm saying easy in like easy terms, but it's not being an NFL quarterback's by no means easy. Last three games, three passing touchdowns, five interceptions three games.
And he didn't get hit for like a concussion. You know what I mean? Like I saw one guy put on Twitter, like, oh, let's look for the, you know, concussion hit that they're all going to claim that Purdy had. He didn't get rocked. There was
there's no excuse. Like he just wasn't that good this week. I mean, even like he still put up a decent amount of fantasy points, but I mean, in terms of like a actual quarterback, you're not very satisfied with the results you got.
Yeah, QB11 on the week, 20 fantasy points, so not too bad there.
Yeah,
McCaffrey had some TD catches.
McCaffrey's matchup proof, I think. I think McCaffrey's going to have a good game no matter what. I mean, when they need him, they're going to use him in the passing game. They're going to use him in the rushing game. That guy's not going to leave the field. It seems like he's been staying really healthy, so that's encouraging, at least for him and for the 49ers. But he seems like he's like the only like ray of sunlight coming out of San Francisco right now.
Yeah. So Burrow looks healthy. He's running around.
He looked awesome, man.
He's running around, making plays, escaping pressure. Joe Burrow looks really good, spreading the ball around. And when we're talking about, you know, spreading the ball around, that can kind of take us to our starts and sits, recapping what happened this past week.
Yeah.
And before we get into that, today's recap is brought to you by Trophy Smack. Trophy Smack is the dude's favorite place to get our fantasy football trophies, last place ribbons, first place ribbons, belts, etc. Anything you want to customize, Trophy Smack will make it for you. They actually have been making necklaces. We have those WWE belts, and they cut them in half so you can have a friendship necklace. Whatever you want to do, Trophy Smack /dudes, 15% off your whole entire order, guys. Go check that out. We really appreciate it. So recapping our week 8 starts and sits, I did not have a great week. We did go 66% on our starts and sits. And why I brought that up is Jordan had T. Higgins as a start. And Burrow looked his way a little bit more this week, but he finished with 9.
T. Higgins as a sit.
He had him as a sit. T. Higgins had 9.4 fantasy points. We're going to give that to Jordan under double digits. I think a sit is a good play right there. Depending what you're, you know, maybe with how your team is, you maybe need that 9.4. But for what we're saying, usually under 10 for a running back or wide receiver, that is a good play for a sit. So no need to go there. And honestly, poor Jordan not being here. If we want to run through his picks, Seth, you had Miles Sanders. He did not play.
He did play, actually.
Oh, he did play?
So what's crazy is when I said my sit, I was like, okay, Miles Sanders came off injury. But before that, Chuba Hubbard was more efficient on the ground. And then literally 30 minutes, I think, or an hour before game time, I think Wright came out and said, hey, Sanders isn't starting. Like, Chuba's going to have like a bigger role. And even Blackshear was playing more than Miles Sanders. And I mean, they paid Sanders a lot of money to come play for him last year. So it's possible, you know, he gets traded. Like, I don't think that's out of the question. Apparently they like these two other guys more. And he only had 2 carries.
Yeah. 0 no fantasy yards. Points. So yeah, hopefully once you heard that in morning news, you just didn't play him anyways.
Yeah, so, yeah, I hope so.
So there's that right there, Seth, with that one. And then rough one for me this week. I did have Kendrick Bourne as a sleeper play of the week. He did catch a touchdown. Kind of bums me out. He left the game with an injury shortly after that. But Kendrick Bourne looks really good. I believe that's 4 games in a row with double-digit points. And he's still not rostered. 6. Yeah, still not quite
rostered. Yeah, he needs to be rostered now. Yep.
He is 57% rostered. So check out your waivers for him. I don't know how they're thinking it might be MCL. So, and then
That'd be a bummer.
That would be a bummer. And then Jordan had Breece Hall as a sit or as a start. Sorry. Jordan had Breece Hall as a start.
Yeah, that was a smash. Absolutely. Not for the rushing upside either, though. Like, he had 13 rushing yards, but I mean, he had 90 yards receiving and a touchdown. So like, he had a great game receiving, but no, I mean, his rushing is not there.
76,
which is interesting.
And that's something we didn't talk about, is that Jets Giants game was wild. Zach Wilson marched him down the field. What was it? 60 yards to kick a field goal with 24 seconds left. They clocked the ball they spiked the ball with 1 second left, you know, to kick the field goal. They end up winning in overtime.
Yeah. So I think the weather in that game was pretty bad.
Yeah, not great weather, but Jets have won 3 in a row. Aaron Rodgers is throwing on his Achilles. Like, looks like he's defying science. I don't understand how he's doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you're able to do anything with your Achilles just being repaired, but I mean, that's beyond me. I'm sure he can see any professional he want, you know?
Yeah. So then Jordan or Seth, you had Nico Collins as a start. Texans
They just didn't play like I thought they would. And I think their like third string receiver or fourth string receiver ended up leading them in receiving yards. I don't honestly, like, losing to the Panthers too. I'm just like, man, I don't know. It just seemed like they had a total 140 yards, like, passing. So I mean, the passing game wasn't there. They couldn't really run the ball either. So just a total flop from the Texans. But I mean, I'll take my L, you know, because it wasn't a good pick for me. But
well, Panthers, you know, are the 32nd worst defense. They're the worst defense in fantasy football, and they've given up 2 passing touchdowns to every team this year. And Stroud couldn't get a passing TD. So
yeah, which happened. Is weird because Stroud's been good.
Yeah,
so
made some nice throws, but yeah, couldn't get the TD. Yeah. He hurt me today in my sleeper plays. On that, I had him over 1.5 TD passes. And then who else do we got here?
My sleeper play, I had Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper had 11.9. So, I mean, I guess I'll take like a little W there. Had a good game against the Seahawks. Seahawks secondary is not good, so we can pick on them.
Yeah.
Jordan had an interception at the end of the game, though.
Yeah. Jordan had Jahan Dotson and Curtis Samuels as his sleepers. Jahan Dotson had like a career game today. He finished with
20.8,
which is, you know, big game. Samuel did not have that good of a game. Terry McLaurin had a good game also, though. So Sam Howell, he was QB1 on the week.
How many points?
He had... Why is this here? He had 31.98 points, and second was Josh Allen with 30.6. And third,
did he run one in?
He threw for 397 yards, 4 TDs, 1 interception, 3 carries, 11 yards. He pushed Philadelphia to the limit today. Like Philadelphia, this is a game they could have overlooked, but fourth quarter they were down by 7. They had
need to be targeting in the passing game of the Eagles for sure.
Good. It is Cowboys Eagles this week, so that'll be a fun one.
CeeDee Lamb should go off this game. Next game,
since he has said he needs the ball more, he is wreaking havoc.
He won me a game in one of my leagues, and he killed me in like two other ones. It's like he had an insane game. That Cowboys looked really good, and the Rams defense isn't good, but the Cowboys, like, I think they kind of came out saying like
they took care of Dak business.
Dak Prescott looked good. I'll say that.
Yeah, they took care of it. Well, and I think part of it is CeeDee demanding the ball after the 49ers game.
Like, oh yeah, he should be getting the ball. He's the player on the team.
Yeah, and just a play, you know, probably one of the few bright spots for LA in that game is Stafford did hurt his thumb, but the Tutu Atwell went off today. Did he have two receiving touchdowns, and he threw a touchdown pass to Matthew Stafford? So
I don't know if Tutu had a receiving touchdown. Let me see. But the Rams, honestly, with depending on Stafford getting hurt, it doesn't look that well for the Rams offense. I think any of them.
No, with like, Puka. Yeah, maybe he didn't have one. I thought I saw a lot of Tutu.
Who did throw that pass, though?
That was Tutu who threw that pass.
Well, they didn't count it. I'm not seeing any points for that. For isn't throwing a
number,
passing
touchdown. Is he number 5?
No. Yeah, he is 5. Huh.
All right, let me double check here. I'm pretty sure that's 2-2. Yeah, it's 2-2 through it. No, he had 5 points, so he only had 4 points for the TD pass, so maybe he didn't have that good of a game. My apologies.
But he had 2 catches and 21 yards.
Yeah. So, yeah, going to stay tuned, see what happens with the Rams quarterback situation. Our other starts and sits, I had George Pickens, and this one just made me mad because he had 8.7 points, and I don't even know if this had to do with Kenny Pickett getting hurt. He had 8 points, but he only had 1 catch for a touchdown. So it just, they struggled getting him the ball. 1 catch, 5 targets, 22 yards, and a TD. So if you played him, he kind of saved you with that touchdown. But Deontay Johnson kind of had all the plays in Pittsburgh today. And Mitch Trubisky looked horrible. Deontay had 12 fantasy points. There was a lot of weird something about one of the Steelers players being called offsides on a field goal that they made it. And then I think he missed it. And I don't know. The Steelers kicker tweeted a picture of the guy that was offsides, and he was not offsides on one of the kicks that they made or put him out of field goal range or whatever. I did not watch that game enough, but George Pickens, that was kind of frustrating to not get that. Like, he saved you with that touchdown catch, and that's it.
Yeah. He kind of bailed you out there, but I mean, it's just hard for me to trust the Pittsburgh. Like, I feel like I think that was one of Jordan's like big picks of the week, like that we went pretty hard on was George Pickens. And I'm not saying this is Jordan's fault, and I think George Pickens is a really talented guy. It's just like, I don't know if Kenny Pickett can get him the ball. And I mean, definitely not Mitch Trubisky can't get him the ball. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that's why Deontay had a good game, because Deontay maybe is that shorter. He takes those shorter routes, more that PPR guy, whereas George Pickens has more the big play upside. And that's probably why.
And then my sit was Rashid White. And honestly, watching this one, if you only look at his rushing yards, he had 9 attempts for 39 yards, but he caught 7 passes for 70 yards. So he ended up having 14 points.
Receiver, yeah. Yeah,
so it was just totally, yeah, I thought this was a decent sit because of the rushing, and then I just didn't account for the receiving game he was going to have there. So,
well, that was also his best receiving game, I think, ever. So, yeah. I mean, that one kind of came out of left field and burned you, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, so that was a rough one. And that is all of our starts and sits. Sorry, I got a little quicker show here. We're going to go into who hurt you. But, you know, we normally have 4 guys talking, and now we only have the smart guys talking. So, you know,
yeah, it's true.
Cutting out all the riffraff there. So, I don't know what to say other than that. And sometimes, you know, stuff is short, and that's where Manscaped comes in, guys. It's the dude's favorite toiletry product. So go over to Manscaped, enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order. Guys, they got the toiletry bag. They got the lawnmower 5.0, the 5.0. We haven't been sent the 5.0 yet, but I can assure you it is really good, because just like this pod, two heads are better than one. Got me and Seth here. So promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order, guys. Head over to Manscaped. Tell them the dude sent you. Who hurt you? So I was hurt by a lot of things this weekend, but I'm only going to talk about fantasy football. I have Darren Waller absolutely crushed me in a game. I think the Giants only had they had less than 10 receiving yards the whole game. Like, just,
oh yeah, really weird. They're just totally, because Tyrod Taylor got hurt too. Uh-huh. And they had, I don't even know who that guy was.
That can't be true what I just said, because I think Barkley had a lot of receiving yards, maybe.
I think maybe it's to receivers, maybe.
He caught 3 passes for no yards. So maybe.
Oh, he to Barkley?
Yeah. So Barkley,
oh man, I gotta find this.
Barkley had 36 attempts for 128 rushing yards, and then Tommy DeVito threw for -1 passing yards.
So they just ran the ball every play?
Yeah, and Tyrod Taylor, he left early, but he threw for 8 passing yards. So yeah, it was not pretty over there.
Dude, what?
Yeah, Debo looks so mad after the game, which I don't blame him. They should have won, and then they missed the field goal with, you know, 24 seconds left.
He ran
left.
The ball every play.
They still, though, with 24 seconds left, they were up 10-7, and they missed a field goal. Maybe you run around for 10 seconds and then throw the ball as far as you can or something. I don't know. But when you have a quarterback, Tommy DeVito, I don't know who that is or where he's from.
Yeah,
sure, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm... It's kind of a crappy situation to get thrown into, but I mean, still, like, if you can't throw the ball for more than, I think I could have went out there, Trent, maybe threw the ball for 10 yards.
Maybe.
You know, I played a quick round of backyard football today, and I kind of diced it up my second time around. Okay. I think I could have thrown the ball for 10 yards. I'm not kidding.
But Sauce Gardner, like, the Jets defense is good, Seth. Like, don't give yourself too much credit.
I know, but if I'm throwing the ball to Wandale Robinson, who can run a 4.3, I think I'd be able to complete one ball for 10 yards. Maybe once.
I think I could throw one dump down to Saquon Barkley.
And get some yards?
Maybe, but I don't know. If I line up there at quarterback, you know, that box is getting stacked. They might not put anyone on the wide receivers, you know, like, just try to throw it over there.
It's true. Yeah, might be right.
You know, who's the guy? Kendall Hinton, you know, went out there, couldn't do anything. You know, like, it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's true.
But other guys who hurt me, Gus Edwards killed me today. And it hurts because last Sunday, if you listen to the waiver pod, I dropped him right before kickoff.
Oh,
he scored a touchdown. The guy I'm playing against picked him up, spent all his fab on him. $68. I don't think it was worth it, but the guy comes in.
Not worth 68, no.
The guy beats me by 3 points on the back of Gus Edwards, the guy I dropped last week. So total insult to injury.
Yeah, that is terrible. So that's dumping salt in that wound.
Yeah, that's who hurt me the most. Seth, who hurts you?
Oh man, I gotta look. I got a long list. Let me look at my picks here. Let's see. Who hurt me? Okay. Wow. Yeah. Breece Hall. There's one. thought he was going to have a good game rushing because the Giants are the worst against rushing. He had 17 rushing yards. There's one. I mean, you talked about George Pickens. I think, yeah, Breece Hall, actually, because I use Breece Hall in a lot of different ones. Tony Pollard, Trent. How did he only have 53 rushing yards?
Tony Pollard was...
Why'd they stop...
He was almost my sit of the week because
why did they only throw the ball when they're up so much?
I think there's a real running problem in Dallas with Tony Pollard. He's a great back, but he's not. I said this last year a lot. Tony Pollard's not an every down back. You have to have another guy in there. He's a home run hitter that you just bring in. He has a 40. He's so much better coming off the bench. I think he needs to rotate in, not be the guy on the field every single play.
You're saying like it helps when he comes in maybe on the second down or third down. He has like a 40-yard run because he can do that. And maybe
he's an amazing
first down back can't do it.
He's an amazing change of pace runner. He can't play every play. And if you look at Pollard's fantasy points this year, and it's going to be why he doesn't get paid any money this year, but he had 6 fantasy points this week. He had 14 versus the Chargers. He had 6 versus San Francisco, 7 versus New England. So he's still having a pretty good fantasy season, but he's running back 16. Yeah. Running back 16 for where you drafted him.
Receiving work, right? But not necessarily rushing work.
Yeah. Where are you?
He's getting 29, 30, 53 last 3 games.
He had 7 targets versus the Chargers. He had 5 versus San Francisco. So I just think where you drafted Pollard, you're not very happy.
Yeah,
it might be a really good buy opportunity if you want to trade for Pollard, but they play Philadelphia this week, so maybe next week is even better, right?
But I will say this, though. Philadelphia has been bad against running backs receiving, so I will say that. And Tony Pollard is a good receiving running back. He is good at that.
So maybe it's just a script thing, but yeah, I think he
needs
to be a change of
pace. I just don't know how when you're up 21 points, how that guy doesn't just get all the rushing work in the fourth quarter.
Maybe
you have somebody else, but like, how is he not getting that in the third quarter when they're also up 21 points?
Dottle had 5 carries for 18 yards.
So they just can't run the ball very well.
I think they're protecting him too. Like he's not huge. He's 6 foot 209, which that's not small, but I think he's kind of has an injury past. I think they're saving him.
Yeah.
So he might be someone better in a close game rather than a blowout. And then,
I wasn't necessarily expecting a blowout. I just thought maybe 66 yards was kind of low, or 63 yards was low for him, you know, and he had 56. And I was just, anyways, it was just me being wrong on running backs this week is actually what really killed me.
Well, Pacheco, but too. Perfect matchup, cold weather. I figured...
How does that guy not have a rushing touchdown? I don't know, man. Yeah. It's just like...
Versus the Broncos.
I mean, the Chiefs couldn't move the ball. Patrick Mahomes has looked so mid this season.
Yeah.
He looked mid.
Yeah. Pacheco had 5 fantasy points, 8 attempts. I thought he'd have more than that. He's
had a low amount of attempts this year, though, I will say.
He had a really long run, like early on. I think it was like 12 yards, but I was like, oh man, here he is. He's going to eat. Cause I took him for an over prop on rushing yards and
just wasn't there.
And then, Mahomes not throwing a touchdown pass. It's his first time, I believe, since week 13 of 2021. He didn't throw a touchdown. No.
No, the Chiefs didn't score a touchdown.
I think
3
so.
Field goals. They had 9 points.
I believe so.
Man, that's how do you not score a touchdown against the Broncos, man?
Let me double check here just to
21
make,
is 9, right?
Yeah, 24-9. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you not score a touchdown against the Broncos? Like they might be the worst defense in the league.
Yeah. And I said Pickens, Pickens hurt me, of course. Darren Waller in season long, maybe Dalton Schultz hurt you, but guys, go ahead. We put this out every Sunday afternoon on Twitter at TFF Dudes. Who hurt you? You can put your stuff in there. Let us know. We'll give you a shout out. And actually, talking about who hurt you, Jordan actually sent in a video we can play here.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just wanted to give you guys a little message since I'm missing the pod tonight. I apologize for missing the pod. You know, it's the first time I missed the pod in like 2.5 years. You know, unlike Phil and Seth, who miss it all the time. But I'm going to the World Series. I'm on my way to Phoenix right now. Going to watch Game 3. Watch my Diamondbacks play in the World Series. So But yeah, I just want to kind of give you an update on who was the most hurtful for me today. You know, Calvin really did me in again. Would have cashed a $500, $5 to $500 play on sleeper if Calvin Ridley scores a touchdown. George Pickens, also very hurtful today. Had a lot of his yards props on sleeper. And then on DraftKings, the biggest, most hurtful guys for me today were Isaiah Pacheco, had a lot of him. And then also Lamar. Lamar just really held me back today. Kind of, you know, he didn't play very well. That hurt me pretty bad. So, you know what, though, overall, it was not a bad Sunday. Could have been better. I feel like I'm close to having some big weeks here. But, yeah, you know what, I'm going to the World Series. So, what does it really matter? Trent and Seth, have a great rest of the pod tonight. I will be back on Wednesday for you guys. Go Diamondbacks. Deuces.
Okay, so there's Jordan. I think he had his window down the whole time. I don't know.
Dude, that guy needs to, like, let me just say this. Like, if his air conditioning unit wasn't working, I'm not surprised. But also, that guy has, like, his little shade thing is, like, broken. It just hangs there in front of his face like this.
I would rip that off.
Dude, how do you drive? How do you drive with that thing hanging so low? It's like he's got to, like, sit lower in his chair to, like, to see under that thing. Anyways, and he made that video while he was driving. Safety first, people.
Exactly. Jeez. We should maybe turn him in, you know, like.
Honestly, man, I know his license plate number. I don't know why it says baby on board on the bumper, but
Jordan has some explaining to do.
What is going on?
Seth, what is your diva of the week, man? Do you got anything here? What are you thinking of?
You know, my diva is Jordan, man. How does he say I miss the pod all the time? That guy's crazy.
I
will say, though, I have missed more than him, though, and you. So I will say that. I'm in a close second behind. Not a close second. I'm in a decent, like, place behind Phil. Okay, Phil's up here. I'm, like, a little bit down here, you know. But I am in second. So, but honestly, if I had to think of a real diva, man. Oh,
I want to think
of something that happened to me this week.
I have one. Yeah, I went to Disneyland last weekend, so last Saturday. It's fun. Took the family. It's just concerning to me. You know, it's Halloween, so people dress up, and that's fine. I don't mm-hmm. care. It's kind of concerning me when adults dress up for Halloween by themselves.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to me, you know, like, and maybe that's just me being judgmental, but people all alone dress up for Halloween at Disneyland, and maybe they're buddies in the bathroom or something. I don't know, but I'm just saying adults who dress up for Halloween has got to be my diva of the week and without kids. It's even
weirder, too, if they came to the door. Like, okay, I get maybe Disneyland, right? You're already out there, but it's like...
Yeah, Disneyland, I think you can give a pass just because it's whatever. You know what I mean? It's Disney.
Yeah, but it's like when I do see an adult, they come up to my door looking for candy, I'm like... Hold on, bro. Like, you are definitely, like, in your 20s. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
know, I'm like, stop. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you're a little old for a Ninja Turtle.
You're old for... I can't say what I was going to think I was going to say, but anyways, yeah, you're right. That's a good diva, Trent.
Yeah.
I actually have a diva. So, before I got to this pod, it's just amazing how people... I was at this a little church event. I don't understand how people do not listen to directions. It is actually crazy. Like, it is so funny, Trent. Like, there is someone explaining the rules, and then literally within 5 seconds, people are not, like, they don't know what's going on. It's just like, people who don't follow rules or, like, don't understand, like, how do you not listen to things? People just don't listen. I think maybe it's just becoming more of a problem nowadays. Like, maybe kids just don't listen anymore.
Well, it's hard to listen when you're on your phone playing Angry Birds or tweeting or whatever, or if there's Sunday Night Football on. You know, like, I don't know how Jordan, like, drove. Like, he had to have, like, had Red Zone on his phone the whole way there, right? Like, he can't just not watch. Oh,
he definitely did, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, You're right. You can't just not watch. Like, speaking of too, like, I was at my nephew's football game on Saturday, and of course, you know, like, Jordan's watching the Francis Ngannou and like a Fury fight. You know, I'm like,
just live in the moment, guys. Just live in the moment. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you want to watch this, you know, this fight, but it's like, I'm just like, watch the football game. And he's like showing me it, and it's all like grainy. I'm like, dude, I can't see what's going on.
Yeah, because you know the guy's not paying for the fight. He's using some, you know, like,
oh
yeah, some like some guys like in a cave videotaping the fight, you know, then streaming it to Jordan and giving his phone.
Jordan's
virus.
A little pirate.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, a little pirate thief. Anyways, guys, we will have a waiver wire episode tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to me and Seth. I don't know, maybe it's better without the other two Yahoos. Vote. Maybe it'll just be us from here on out. Who knows?
Yeah, honestly, vote if you want to keep us too. You know, I think these guys have their worth, but I think we just like showed we don't need them.
Yeah.
I think we can say funny things like, Phil, we don't need you, okay, because we're funny. Jordan, we're just as smart as you, okay? So don't come back.
Yeah, proven. Point proven. And I think that about does it, guys. Thanks for tuning in as always. And as always, guys, go right ahead and just take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.